Ellen's developing Christian experience. In the summer of 1842, Ellen and her parents attended the Methodist camp meeting at Buxton, Maine. One sermon in particular led her to an understanding of justification by faith. Later she wrote, "In his remarks, the speaker referred to those who were wavering between hope and fear, longing to be saved from their sins and receive the pardoning love of Christ, yet held in doubt and bondage by timidity and fear of failure. He counseled such ones to surrender themselves to God and venture upon His mercy without delay." Soon after her return to Portland from the camp meeting, Ellen was taken into the Methodist Church on probation, with baptism to follow. In those days, baptism as a means of acceptance into the Methodist Church was administered either by sprinkling or immersion. Ellen chose immersion. On Sunday afternoon, June 26, 1842, she and 11 others were baptized in the rather rough waters of Portland's Casco Bay. About this time, in 1842, William Miller was back in Portland for another series of meetings on the Second Advent. Ellen attended faithfully and observed closely his demeanor and manner of preaching. Convinced that the doctrine he preached was the truth, she fully accepted his message, as did her older brother, Robert. Both decided it was their duty and privilege to prepare for the Savior's coming. In spite of her faith, Ellen's joy and confidence often were shadowed by periods of perplexity and deep concern. When she confided her anxieties to her mother, she was advised to ask counsel from Levi F. Stockman, who was then preaching the Advent doctrine in Portland. Ellen told Elder Stockman about a dream she had had in which she was taken up some steps to see Jesus. Jesus received her with a smile and said, "Fear not." Elder Stockman placed his hand on her head and said, with tears in his eyes, "Ellen, you are only a child. Yours is a most singular experience for one of your tender age. Jesus must be preparing you for some special work." This was the turning point in Ellen's experience. That evening she attended a prayer meeting and offered her first prayer in public. "I praised God from the depths of my heart," she said. "Everything seemed shut out from me but Jesus and His glory, and I lost consciousness of what was passing around me." From this time forward, Ellen's whole purpose in life was to do the will of God and keep Jesus continually in mind. She shared this newfound joy with her young friends, arranging meetings with them and telling them in a simple way the story of her experience.